The Alaska Supreme Court heard arguments in the lawsuit by five legislators to stop the issuing of a report this Friday concerning the investigation of the Walt Monegan firing by Governor Palin. The suit was determined to have no merit by the Superior Court. It was then elevated to an expedited Supreme Court hearing this afternoon. APRN's Dave Donaldson is at the courthouse where the hearings have just concluded. Dave, what were the arguments?
The arguments were that, first of all, Attorney Kevin Clarkson, who's representing the legislators, argued that you're not asking the Supreme Court to declare that the legislature cannot hear or do an investigation of this sort. He's asking them to rule instead that this particular investigation is unconstitutional and it has been done improperly with bad process. He's saying that, I don't know how this went over the court, but one thing I quoted him on is, he says, even a five-year-old understands this, that they didn't react. But he said that basically the legislature did not follow its own rules. It did not have the investigative powers directly to have this investigation carried out, and that the committee really had no authority to do an investigation as it's been done. There have been an awful lot of procedural errors that Mr. Clarkson had seen and had said, that those things should be at the hands of the Supreme Court to rule whether the procedure has been followed, not the legislature itself to rule on its own procedures. And so that was what he was asking. The other side, argued by Peter Mawson before the legislative group, and he is not directly hired by the legislative council. He is there on a separate contract. But he's saying it is that the legislature is encouraged to investigate the executive branch. That's the basis of the checks and balances system. And he's saying that, if you wish to keep this separation of powers doctrine that's written into the Constitution, it's a basic part of it, that it is interference of that doctrine is to rein in the legislature, particularly to avoid the challenging of the executive branch during a political campaign. And he referred directly to the governor's involvement in the national campaign for vice president.
Dave, were all the Supreme Court justices on hand to hear this case?
No, Justice Dana Fabe was not present. I did not know that until they actually walked in, and we don't know whether she was absent or put herself aside from the case, or I just don't know. But she was not present. There were four of them present.
And Dave, were you able to get any sort of a read or any sense of which way the justices may be leaning?
No, I did not get a sense of it. I mean, I just don't know the dynamics of this court. I don't know the individual personalities to know. I do know that they were asking questions of both sides, that there was a pretty good involvement, and that they were giving the impression that they were open on the decisions and that they were not accepting or rejecting any of them out of hand.
The justices have said they will make their decision by tomorrow afternoon. The report by Special Investigator Steve Branchflower is expected to be given to the Legislative Council on Friday.